One of the most faithful things you can do in conflict is slow down before you add fuel. Many wildfires spread because someone reacts too quickly. The text is sent. The comment is posted. The accusation is made. The meeting is entered with a prepared attack. The story is told to someone who did not need to hear it. The body gets hot. The mind races. The heart says, do something now. But the peace fire invites us to pause. A pause is not passivity. A pause is not cowardice. A pause is a moment of surrender. It is the space where we say, Lord Jesus, govern my next response. Proverbs 15:1 says that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. That verse is not a formula that guarantees the other person will respond well. A gentle answer does not control another person, but it does keep us from adding our own fuel to the wildfire. Slowing down may include taking a breath before answering. It may mean waiting before sending the email. It may mean asking, can I respond after I have prayed? It may mean saying, I want to talk about this, but I want to do it wisely. It may mean writing the first version of your response and not sending it. It may mean asking a mature believer, pastor, counselor, or mentor to help you discern your next faithful step. And in situations involving threats, violence, abuse, coercion, or serious danger, slowing down does not mean staying unsafe. In those situations, the faithful next step may be getting protection, contacting appropriate authorities, or seeking qualified outside help. The peace fire is never an excuse to remain in danger. For everyday conflict, slowing down helps us examine what is happening inside us. What am I assuming? What am I wanting? What am I afraid of? What am I about to say? Will this response reflect Jesus? Ephesians 4 teaches us to put away falsehood, speak truth, deal with anger without letting it rule us, and use words that build up according to the need of the moment. That phrase matters. According to the need of the moment, not according to my irritation, not according to my pride, not according to my need to win, according to the need of the moment. Before moving on, choose one practical peace fire pause. Maybe it is breathing and praying before responding. Maybe it is waiting 1 hour before sending a hard message. Maybe it is asking, Lord, what would love and truth require right now? Write down your pause, then practice it the next time conflict begins to ignite.